This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9. It is a gala of comedians tonight. Family Matters has gone and hit the funny bone.
A gala? Is that what you call a group of comedians?
Yeah, maybe a gala of comedians.
A gala.
A gala. I like gala because it sort of channels Alf Stewart from Home and Away.
Oh, flaming gala of comedians.
Yeah, that's right. That could be it, actually.
Yeah,
okay. Write it in. Our next guest is screen and stage actress Simone French, talking about the free queer interactive performance party for kids called and rainbow families called Rainbow Paradiso. Am I saying that right?
You certainly
Welcome,
are.
Welcome, Simone.
Thank you.
Now, I've just got the bio of the show here.
Yes.
And it sounds wild. The bio says, as you describe the show as a funky jungle jam full of reappropriated pop songs, gender-bending folk tales, high-octane group dance numbers, and special guests from across the festival rainbow. How wild is this thing going to get?
Very wild. Seriously, it has to be because we're catering for 100 kids.
Right.
So it's got to be high energy, fully participatory, and like, yeah, got to go a little bit mental to get everyone really excited and pumped for the event.
So what's been your main influence to target specifically rainbow families? What's influenced that?
Well, we wanted to do an event that targeted rainbow families, that allowed families of all shapes and sizes to feel included. And there's not many events out there, especially for rainbow families, that sort of do that. But it's more about just creating a really safe space where people see things reflected in society that exist everywhere, and in this community space that we're making a great party. And it's not like it's completely open as well to non-rainbow families. If anything, I want them there to be a mix, because that's what you make the shows for. So it's not exclusive at all, but we just wanted to feel this world where, hey, that's me. I can be anything I want to be, and I see things reflected on stage that are my life.
Now, Simone, just before you came on, we played an absolute banger of a tune.
Oh my God,
and whilst it was partly just to indulge my love of early 2000s pop music, tell me what relevance that beautiful Savage Garden classic has to your show.
I want to run like through the jungle with the wind in my hair, the sand at my feet. Like, come on, that is like the best little mantra ever. Well, we really want, and also I know kids might not know this. I know families will, which is good. So I think kids need to know this song, which is why we've included it in the show. And it plays as the kids like parade down a wild catwalk, which is a rainbow brick road catwalk. And they're going to parade down, and families are welcome too, as creatures. And it's meant to be this really liberating, like, express yourself type parade.
Well, I practiced while the song was on, and I feel quite liberated. I was being a bird.
Yes.
You were being a bird. You're a beautiful bird.
Thank you, Beck.
What are you expecting from the audience?
Just a lot of Beckdales flapping.
Yeah. But I reckon as I was a kid, I was a bit of a shy one. I had to be like really shoved into getting up there and dancing. What about those kids?
Well, definitely no kid is singled out in this show. We're on stage providing entertainment, and there's guest acts that are coming on stage of different varieties, like circus, comedy. So there's going to be singing. There's going to be a group dance number. So kids can spread out right through the space. There'll be enough room for kids to sit down. There's no expectation that one must run down the rainbow brick road. It's more of a like we're facilitating some great fun things, but if you were a passive child or family in the audience, you would still get a great visual experience, and you could sing along sitting in your chair and still get a lot out of it without having to be front row right in the middle and centre.
See, I was the opposite to Dave. I used to like climb over other kids so I could get to the front because I wanted to be right there in case I got discovered.
And did you?
Never, not once.
I was exactly the same. Mm. Never happened, right?
You've kind of been discovered. You got an agent.
That's you? Right. Yeah, no, I don't have an agent.
Actually, I don't.
I'm probably your agent. But...
Oh, yeah, Dave's my agent.
Now, we've discussed the animal song Savage Garden, a little fantastic Aussie band. Now, you're channeling another Aussie singer tonight.
Sure am. Elephant in the room.
Yeah. Yes. I thought it was a dress. Our guest has come dressed as Australian singer Vanessa Amorosi.
That is right. That is right, because tonight I'm running off to a show called How to Kill the Queen of Pop, which is a murderous drag reimagining of the Sydney 2000 Olympics.
Oh.
Wow.
Where three drag queens are very vengeful because they believe that they gave Vanessa the idea to write Absolutely Everybody.
Has anyone told Mark Holden about this?
I know. Ooh. We've actually tried to contact Mark Holden.
He's a barrister. He's a lawyer. I couldn't get to
him. Is he really?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. He had a bit of a career change.
Fun fact, I did a legal comedy show and Mark Holden was one of the judges and he told me I was the best.
Did he really?
There you go. Now, if you're listening at the moment, you're getting confused with This Is Your Life, Mark Holden edition. It is Family Matters, and we are focusing on a comedy show that is circling around rainbow families. Where's your inspiration come from for, let's get back on track here, for the show?
For Rainbow Paradiso.
Yes, not
yes,
Mark Holden's
I know,
This
where
Is Your
are
Life.
We in the world? Yeah, well, the inspirations come from, I'm a little bit obsessed with animals, and I do play animals quite a bit. Like recently I was a bird in Flinders Lane Gallery for a bird exhibition. The thing I think about animals is that they're incredibly liberating. It's a sense of play that takes you out of your body a bit if you get into it. Like you stop thinking like an adult or a person and you just, or a child, and you just start doing things out of the ordinary. So that was kind of the impulse with this creature thing. But also the biggest thing was that we just wanted to make a space where like we were making creatures, not people, not boys, not girls, not this, not that. It's not non-binary space. So that for me felt like the most sort of liberating and free environment to let loose. Yeah.
Yep. How important is it to have shows like yours? Because obviously there's a lacking of that sort of...
Totally.
Yeah, going away from the mainstream. So
totally. I think it's so important. I think there needs to be way more shows like this. I think there is, but they're unfortunately a bit under the radar and people are making really great things, especially right now. I see a lot of stuff on social media that are sort of geared towards families and kids. But it just is not as prevalent or as clear to people's knowledge and maybe targeted only to rainbow families when really it needs to be targeted to everyone.
Yep.
And be an open and like space.
Have you done similar shows or in the past?
Well, no, I actually haven't done. I've done some lots of queer shows for adults, and I teach kids at the moment, like teach them hip hop and music theatre. So I've done lots of work with kids and made shows with them, but never a kind of variety afternoon, and especially with 100 children in a space. So, yeah, it's exciting. Like, I'm hoping that this will be a nice journey for our company to keep making work in that spectrum. And also so exciting to make work that's, like, a bit edgy for kids, you know, that's not sort of a patronising space or that treats them as adults and lets adults feel on the same plane as them. Yeah.
Have you done any previews of the show yet? Have you got any feedback from the kids?
I wish we had, but the nature of this event for Melbourne Fringe is that you get into the space about an hour before it opens.
Oh, wow.
You have your lineup of guest acts. We obviously have done a lot of preparation ourselves to tee it up, and the playlist that's got all these amazing animal mantras is our kind of thing. Karma Chameleon is going to be one of them. Butterfly by Michael Jackson. No one knows it, but you will soon. You're going to hear me roar. Katy Perry.
Love that song.
So we've done a lot of prep, but this we won't get a chance to test it on kids. But I'm hoping that it will work because we've got this nice flavour to it, and I think it would work on adults. So,
well, I was going to say, that's the thing. It sounds like something that parents would enjoy too, because I imagine as a parent sometimes there's nothing worse than going, oh, for God's sake, we have to go to this bloody kids' play.
Totally.
But it sounds to me, I mean, look, we feel excited about it, so I imagine that parents would probably enjoy it as well.
Definitely. And we want them to, and again, encourage them to come dressed up, bring your kids in costumes, like make it a space where, yeah, you can... anyone can get up and enjoy it. Grandparents too, if they want to, take their grandkids and, yeah, be a part of it.
I asked the previous guest what is the one thing that the child will, take away from the show. What's the one thing in your show?
It's a good question.
Let's dim the lights.
No, let's brighten them up. Yeah. Play some, like, exciting animal tunes.
I don't know.
I feel like it's that they have a voice. And that kids and families are important, and that voice will be heard throughout our show, and they can do whatever they want at our show, and there will be no judgment, and they can yell out, sing along, sit down, play, do colouring in the corner. It doesn't matter. We'll embrace it.
You're going to hear them roar.
Totally, right?
Of course. Yeah. And Rainbow Family's been in the centre of this whole postal survey debate. So it'd be really good for the Rainbow Families to get to your show and have a bit of a, you know, an afternoon of fun.
Totally.
Yeah, definitely. Have you got your envelope?
I got it today.
Oh,
just
it's actually a lot of excitement, isn't it?
It was so much excitement. I was like, what is this? I was like, is it a parking fine? And then I was like, no, it's something great.
Is it jury duty again?
Yeah, exactly. No, I got it today and I'm voting yes all the way.
Rainbow Paradiso. It's at the Art Play, I can never say it,
Birrarung,
behind Federation Square. It's on Sunday the 1st of October, 2 till 3.30. Get your tickets.
Well, it's free.
Well,
so
you
just
mind.
Rock up.
Just rock up.
You literally
head
come.
Down.
If you want to stay for a bit, leave. There'll be passes in and out and no tickets. Don't have to book anything at all. Just rock up.
And it says families and kids aged 3 to 12. What about single women aged 36?
Please come back.
Yes. I feel like I'd be good there.
You would be, yeah, you would be.
Yes.
For more information, melbournefringe.com.au and search for Rainbow Paradiso. Do we agree on that?
Yes, we could agree. Simone French, thank you so much for being
here.
Thank
you for having me.
Enjoy yourself tonight, Vanessa Amorossi.
Yes.
Legend. Say hello to absolutely everybody for us.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch, that hurts. Family Matters. Family Matters on Joy 94.9. And if you want to get in contact with the lovely gang, you can find us on Twitter, which is Family Matters 94, or you can follow us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy, or you can catch up on our very, very lovely podcast at joy.org.au, or you can search for Family Matters on iTunes.
And can I just say all the podcasts are up to date as of this afternoon. My little flu had me a little bit behind, but every podcast for the last couple of weeks from that brilliant episode with Joe Hurst talking about the Anspath Conference with yourself, Beck and Dave. That was an amazing.
That was a great episode. We loved Joe.
Award-winning.
Even though she was sent here to spy on us and make sure we behaved, but whatever.
And now I know after watching. No.
Now, Jenny, you're the very lovely producer, but you also play the role as coach, you know, team selection, who's dropped, who's in. How did the debutante go tonight in Beck Hagen?
Miss Hagen did well. She stayed, you know, she was pretty well performed under pressure. We had a few technical issues, and that's the key of a trooper, of a really good worker.
Well, I am
so.
A breakfast radio veteran.
Well, there you go.
And if you're listening to Beck Hagen's finest work, Thursday nights, 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, and 7 o'clock for the news breaks. They are fantastic.
Can I just say we got a message?
Oh, yeah, we did too.
About the shows that we just were talking to
the
performers saying,
comedy shows, yeah.
Perfect time for Rainbow Families for school holidays.
Oh.
It is. Now, all those
that's
events.
Next week.
Fantastic.
So I was outside making sure all the links to those two fabulous shows, which are actually perfect for Rainbow Families to cheer themselves up. And one of those is a free show from Simone. They're all on our Facebook page right now. So you can go on our Facebook page or our Twitter page, get
the
link,
dates.
See how you can attend and where and what's and parkings and those things.
Now, speaking of fabulous people, Gina, we love you and we think you're fabulous. But you've been out and about on the streets of your area putting yes posters up, getting the faces of people, having conversations, coffees.
Having a chat.
What aren't you doing?
Having a bit of a chat.
Jenna, tell us what's been happening.
Look, I'll tell you what. We love Jack Tomlins here. And Hagen, you are going to start to meet some beautiful rainbow families and people like, you know, Jack Tomlins. And she had put a post up on Facebook, a bit of a rant, you know, and all of us, I think, have gotten to that. We've all had that day. I don't know if you guys have, but I've had that day where it's all been too much and I've gotten a bit emotional.
Of course. Feels.
I've had the feels and there might have been some tears, even though I don't cry, but I did. Jack's put a rant up on Facebook, having one of those days, and everyone kind of responded, as we all should when, you know, especially when our activists have a bit of a rant. And I messaged Jack's going, can I come over? And I went over to her place with my partner and her family. She'd also invited some other mums from the local area because we live out in the eastern suburbs. One thing we realised, there are no yes posters anywhere in our suburbs. And I'm talking your Q's, your Bourne's, your Campbell's, your Hawthorne's, your very blue chip kind of...
North,
Prudentry suburbs.
North.
Not a single rainbow poster. Jax is amazing. She has pulled together an army of soccer mums and we have been putting up yes posters in some of your... Prude and Trude kind of little
putting
cafes.
Them in the back of your Range Rover and schlepping them around.
Get the 7-seat wagon out.
Put the seats down. You can fit more posters in the back.
I went and picked up the posters. These mums are doing an amazing job going into all those little hair boutique-y kind of places and fancy where you get your nails done and massages and the things people do in these suburbs during the day when the rest of us are working. The posters are up. The posters are up and they're out there. They're amazing. Like, there is rainbows everywhere. So well done, Jax. Well done, mums.
Fantastic.
Well done, Gina.
G. Lambropoulos, 3 votes. You're listening to Family Matters. We're back in a sec to wrap it all up. Family Matters, and we're coming to an end of another show. We had a bunch of comedians on. Family Matters really is covering rainbow families from all angles, and tonight was the funny bone.
Tonight was a morning show, actually, with the amount of back.
I know. I thought Bert Newton was going to wander in at any moment.
Next,
but also, if you're thinking of a great breakfast radio show, Tuesday mornings on Joy, the tag team, you can join myself, which is Dave the Apprentice, with my lovely colleagues Hunter and Harry.
Clang. And if you're looking to find out some more about football with the grand final coming up next week, Chicks Talking Footy every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock.
And you know what? Film. If film's your thing and you need to escape and distract yourself Monday nights with Outtakes with myself, Daniel, Alan, Conrad, 7 p.m. Miss Hagen.
If you just want some regular news updates on Thursday night.
You want someone that got kicked off a breakfast morning show. No.
You are the Michelle Laurie of Community Radio. Everything you touch, you've been done from.
Yes.
Oh.
It's true.
Oh.
It's true. I've got that new shift and I'm holding on with both hands. Listen to me on Thursday nights.
Anyway, speaking of some great things. We've got some events coming up. We've got Melbourne's Big Kid Friendly Marriage Equality Picnic. That sounds fun just in itself.
Tell us.
That is this Sunday between 10 and 12 at Treasury Gardens near the corner of Spring Street and Flinders Lane.
Oh, good spot.
So bring the kids, a picnic rug and all the food you can eat and dress as brightly as you can.
Can you bring food for me too? Because
Oh, there'll also be the day's best dressed baby, kid and dog. Beck Hagen, you're into dressing a dog. You could dress your dog in a rainbow.
Elfie, little Elfie with a bandana.
But wait, there's more. Free face painting, balloon twisting and a drumming circle.
But if you're a bit more hands-on, there's also some September school holiday fun, which is at the Trades Hall.
Get yourself down. Join Rainbow Families Victoria at Trades Hall for some badge making. And if you're not into that, get on the horn for some phone calling about the marriage equality.
Can I just say, those badges are so hard to come by. I want badges.
I've got the badges. Kids on it now, those nimble fingers. Fingers will have them.
I can't wait.
I love badges. When I was a kid, I used to make them with this. My friend had a badge making machine and I had my denim jacket covered in badges of pictures I had drawn.
That was really touching story.
Great story.
No worries.
Great story.
Solid story.
Yeah, up next we've got the Woods. You know, they're going to chime in with a little bit of bear action.
But also,
it's that time of the night where, well, you know what?
Anything could happen.
And we know how we finish our show is with Beck's little joke that she thinks that's really funny and hilarious.
Laugh, Hagen. Laugh.
You just have to laugh here, Hagen.
Woof. Great news to discover that Vanessa Amorosi is still out and about these days.
Actually, well-timed.
You're listening to Family Matters. Woods are up next. Good night.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.